It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we've been talking about tears in his bottle, and we're wrapping it up today with When the Morning Comes. Our scripture today, Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You've cried the tears, you've felt the ache of loss, the hollow silence of grief, the weight of sorrow that settles in your chest like an anchor. You've questioned God, you've sat in stillness, and you've clung to the promises that felt like they belonged to somebody else. But here's the truth that has echoed through every page of this devotional. God never left, not even when you sobbed alone in the dark, not when you couldn't muster up a prayer, not even when you questioned if he was real. He saw every tear. He counted every sleepless night. He collected every cry. And now he leads you gently toward hope. In Psalm 35 says, joy comes in the morning. That doesn't always mean the unfolding. The sun will rise and sorrows will vanish. Sometimes that means that morning is a slow unfolding, a breath of peace in the chaos, a moment of laughter that you didn't really expect, or a memory that brings gratitude instead of pain. Joy doesn't erase that grief, but it redeems it. And God can take the shattered parts of your story and shape them into something beautiful. Maybe not overnight, maybe not without scars, but in his time and with his touch. Your sorrow has not been wasted. It has deepened your compassion. It has softened your heart, and it has drawn you into the arms of a Savior who understands suffering. So as you move forward one small step at a time, you carry more than just your grief. You carry God's faithfulness. You carry strength that you didn't know that you had, and you carry a testimony of hope. You may still cry sometimes, and that's okay, but don't forget, morning is coming, and with it, the light of new beginnings. God, thank you for walking with us through our sorrow. Thank you for holding our tears and understanding our pain and whispering hope into our broken places. We believe that joy will come, not because life will be perfect, but because you are still good. Help us step forward with courage and let our story reflect your kindness, even in sorrow. You have met us in the night. Walk with us now into the morning. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.